Yeah, so what I think I'm gonna do is use the blogs or the vlogs from somebody else's system and redirect it to my audio. Because this is a pretty good system, the audio. Because I can just record this and hit a button and it goes up straight to my server. Now the problem is the bandwidth. So what I'm going to have to do is upload to the server, download it to my external hard drive, upload that hard drive to the Skynet. And if so, somebody asked the Skynet, said, well, is our stuff going to get lost? He said, you get what you pay for. Since it's free, he's pretty much saying he can't promise that your data doesn't go away or your link. So if I have the link, if I have a name and it matches the Skynet or the file and my database name, then if the Skynet goes away, I have it on my hard drive. Now you can buy a cloud hard drive. You can buy storage on the cloud and you can use that as a direct link. The problem with that though is you're having to pay storage, but I could still download it to a hard drive as a backup. So I'm just saying, if you happen to pay for storage, you never know what's going to happen in your life. You might end up losing the ability to keep your cloud because it costs so much. And people don't donate, so, you know, a few do, but, you know, one or two. And so, really, it's not a self-sustaining thing. You know, it'd be nice if the website would sustain itself, you know, if it could produce $40 a month, it would sustain itself, but it doesn't, so I have to, pretty much have to undrive them while I'm doing this. I pretty much have to. So while everything's prosperous, I buy a hard drive and I throw everything onto the hard drive. Even if I have to shut down the service, I still have a hard copy, you know. Uh-oh, the chemtrails are coming back. I'm looking at a chemtrail. Guess what, people? Now that the administration's changed, they're bringing back the lies, the chemtrails, because there's going to be a curse on the land, and so now they're going to have to make their own rain. They're going to make their own rain. Wow, the day of the inauguration, I see a chemtrail. I finally figured it out. When the evil's in rulership, God's judgment's on the land. And so then it says in the Bible, they won't rain on their, so they have to make their own rain. And so they think, here's what's going on, people. They think that they have to do human sacrifice. You see that Caiaphas said, we need a sacrifice this year. And so they, do you want Barabbas? Or do you want Jesus? So the magician priest class say, well, you got to have a human sacrifice. So the magician priest class, the Freemasons, the Jesuits and all that, so they sacrifice. And they do their little rituals because they think that's how you keep this thing sustained. Because you know that's true, because if you listen to the interview with the weightlifter Schwarzenegger, he said, Pope, thank you for saving us. He told the Pope that, right? What's he talking about? The Pope, pedophiles, sacrifices, rituals, religion. The sacrifices before the cross pointed to Jesus. It is finished. Now there's no need for it. But when Jesus comes back to rule, there's going to be that started back up, but it's pointing back to the cross while he's here. But there's no need. Now, you do have to eat and sacrifice plants and animals to get life. Something has to sacrifice. But the Gentiles sacrifice to devils. They know not what they're sacrificing to. And so they're doing all these sacrifices to devils and to demons, and which leads eventually to a human sacrifice. And so this is why the narcissist Jezebel and the Jezebel Babylonian system wants you to sacrifice to build them up. It's a debt money system. The second law of thermodynamics tells you this is a sin system. So everything's fallen. And so this is why the Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church who gave himself. So all women know that if a man loves her, he's going to sacrifice. Women know that, even the Jezebel. So they'll pretend to be in submission mode until you marry them, and then they'll flip the script. They don't really believe in submission. They just wanted somebody to sacrifice. But over time, the man will realize that woman never, she doesn't respect me. She doesn't love me. She don't even know what love is. She wouldn't know love if it hit her in the face. And so over time, he realizes he's sacrificing for an enemy in his own house, you know, a lot of times. And I'm not saying this about every marriage, but I'm saying this why. And so the women, so the same women, they marry a man who says he loves her, he's willing to die for her, sacrifice for her, and all that stuff, talks a big talk. And she come to find out it was all big talk. It wasn't really in. So marriage is a type of Christ in the church. The church obeys Christ, puts Christ first. We're not perfect, but the heart's towards Christ. And Christ sacrificed on the cross. He ever lived to make intercession. So if the woman doesn't have her heart right towards her husband, and if the husband doesn't have his heart, and they don't know their role in the scroll, then it's not going to work. It's not going to work. I'm in a drive-thru and it got stalled here. The flow is stalled. Yep, I'm seeing chemtrails come back the same day of the inauguration, people. Think about this. There's judgment on the land, so they have to create their own rain, their own clouds. They have to block out the sun. These people are sick. They know that God judges a land, right? By not letting it rain. That's in the Bible. And even Elijah, a man of like passions, prayed and it didn't rain for 3 years. So they know that the judgment of God is here. And they know that our prayers are going up to heaven to judge them and make things right. And we should judge ourselves as well, because the judgment starts at the household of God, right? And so as we're judging ourselves, praying to God to do some judgment, they are making rain because the judgment on the land. And so they're using chemtrails again the very next day. I'm telling you. It's right here, people. I'm going to take a picture of it while I'm in. Let me go ahead and end this. Take a picture of it. It's crazy.